Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is Patriots Friday on Sports Radio WEEI. Patriots Friday is presented in part by Toyota's official website for deals, buyatoyota.com.
By Putnam Investments, proud Patriots partners, committed to an active game plan on the field and off.
And by AdCare. If you're struggling with alcohol, AdCare can help. Call 1-800-ALCOHOL.
The Greg Hill Show is brought to you by Subaru of New England. October is Subaru Loves Pets Month. Subaru of New England is committed to keeping all animals safe and healthy. Details at SubaruofNewEngland.com.
He's never going to be able to live down what happened that Sunday afternoon against Carolina. People will always go back to that. Okay, Odell, you say you was trying to. How was that helping the team win the ball game?
Mm-hmm.
You behaving like that. So you have to be careful. And I've told Odell that, Skip. It's not something that I'm saying on air that I haven't shared with Odell myself. And I said, I understand that how invested you are in this. And it seems like you're being selfish. But he said, man, I just want to win. I said, hell, everybody want to win, bro. Mm. But you just have to be careful how you try to relay that message. Mm. Because as we're talking, everybody is not going to view you in the same light if they view Tom when he does that as opposed to you. Because even when Tom got into it with Josh McDaniels, even when he got into it with Bill O'Brien, people said that was the passion. Huh? Let T.O. got into it. T.O. was never passionate when he got into it with his coaches. Dez was never passionate when he got into it with his coaches. He's being destructive. He's been a malcontent. Tom Brady did the exact same thing. Two exact same scenarios viewed two totally different ways.
Wiggy, that's your guy, Shannon Sharp.
Shannon!
You missed this discussion yesterday when you were out, but do you believe that OBJ is treated differently than Tantrum Tom Brady, or do you think that they both get the same treatment?
Nah, they treated way different. And even take Brady out of that, right? Because, you know, Brady's the GOAT, and, you know, it's Tom Brady.
Oh, he actually has accomplishments.
Well, take Brady out of that.
Well, you can't take Brady out of it.
Well, I'm going to give you a guy that you can put in there.
But that's OBJ was talking about, specifically mm-hmm. Tom Brady, and about mm-hmm. how Tom Brady is treated better than he is
yeah.
when he has a hissy fit.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
but the other guy I was going to bring in a very similar would be a guy like Rob Gronkowski. When Rob Gronkowski does things, it's just Gronk being Gronk. Gronk's frat boy. He's having a good time. It's 69. That's his favorite number. It's Rob. You know, so when you
and Gronk also has three Super Bowl
now,
rings.
Now, I do agree with you a little bit, Curtis, that it is a little bit of about you winning, right?
Isn't that the whole point?
Well, there's not always because we probably can find players that have won and would probably still be treated differently. I'd have to kind of go through the names and think about it. But when you think about OBJ and you think about him off the field, the situations that he had, yes, it was the fight that he had with Josh Norman when he was with the Giants. But we saw Aqib Talib and Michael Crabtree go at it, and we were like, man, bring Talib here.
I saw 20 media pieces about Tom Brady
mm-hmm.
dressing down his line
yep.
in the last week and a half. So mm-hmm. I don't understand
how he's passionate. He's just trying to win.
I'm defending Tom Brady in this. I'm saying that Tom Brady gets treated the same when he does that. he gets dragged the same as OBJ does.
Do you really think they get treated the same, OBJ and Brady, when they show the emotions on the sidelines, when they throw their helmets? Come on, Greg. Don't be fraudulent.
But you have to win, Wiggy. That's the entire point.
Take that out of it. The winning.
That's why Brady is Brady and Odell is Odell.
It's different. They do it in different ways, by the way. I mean, has Tom Brady ever taken his cleats off and marched up and down the sidelines?
Has he proposed to a kicking
match? You say they have to win, okay? Mm-hmm. Now, granted, they might be different sports, but the way that LeBron gets treated versus the way Brady gets treated.
Oh, my God. LeBron James is coddled. What are you talking about?
No way.
You're not allowed to say a negative thing at ESPN or they dump you.
No, everybody hates LeBron. People hate LeBron James.
Who in the NBA media rips LeBron James?
Do a poll.
No, answer my
question.
Who
do you like more, Brady or LeBron?
Nationally, people love LeBron.
I think Brady wins in a landslide.
Not even close.
Yes, Brady wins in a landslide.
Who in the NBA media rips LeBron James?
I don't know.
Okay.
But yeah, right, so
I'll tell
no
you,
comparison.
Max Kellerman.
But I don't know who rips
Rob
Brady
Parker,
in the national
Max
media.
Max Kellerman, Rob Parker.
Besides, who rips Brady besides Shannon Sharp?
I mean, Shannon Sharp, Max Kellerman,
no, Max
Rob Parker.
Max Kellerman said he was going to fall off a cliff. That's not really ripping
every
Brady.
Every week, watch First Take. He rips him every
week. There are plenty
week.
Of players that say LeBron is not as great as Michael Jordan. Like, so that's performance
based. That's not ripping
him. I don't think that, yeah, you can't say that them saying he's not as great as Jordan is anywhere
well,
close to
like
ripping him like they
that's
would
like
with Brady.
Off the cliff,
thing.
Though. That's no. like when Kellerman says falling off the cliff. In this situation, when you think
not
about
a parallel argument.
Did you even hear what
no,
did you even hear what OBJ said?
Yeah, I've heard him before.
No, not heard him before. Did you hear these specific comments? Do you want to hear him?
Yeah, let's hear him.
Do you want to hear him? All right, let's listen to what he said.
I never want to come out of the game, win, lose. I don't care if we're up 50, down 50. I don't ever want to come out of the game, and that's always going to be my mentality. I'm kind of over trying to play the right thing because I love them to death, but there's people who have plenty of rings and consider the GOAT, and they do things on the sideline, and other people do things on the sideline, and they get away with it, and it's classified as passion because they may have something behind their legacy or whatever it is. And to me, bro, we love this shit that much. It means that much. There's no way around it. I don't care if I have 0 rings, 12 rings, 20 rings. I love this game of football, and I'm not going to keep dulling myself to for the world to feel like I'm mature or whatever word you would like to throw around it. I'm always going to be me.
yeah, but he's
whatever
he's,
word you'd like to throw around.
But he ain't lying though. Cam Newton said it before. He's a sore loser. He hates losing. Odell doesn't want to come out of the game.
No. He's not a sore loser. He's sore about the number of touches that he gets.
No, they took him out of the game. He was upset because they took him out of the game. Why would you take your best player out of the game?
Because they're like on to, next year.
Have we seen Belichick take Brady out when they were winning by 35 points?
Malcolm Butler.
And
the hill on which Curtis will die.
Curtis, great point. And we crucified Belichick for not playing Butler because that wasn't the right thing to do. So when you're not getting the ball to your best player down in Cleveland, which is OBJ, you should be criticized as a coach. If he's only getting 3 targets a game, then yes, he does have the right to talk because he is their best player.
But Wiggy, wherever Brady goes, he wins. Whether it was Michigan, the Patriots, and now with Tampa Bay. Wherever OBJ goes, they lose.
Tom Brady's been fortunate to be for great coaches.
When Tom Brady is throwing a hissy fit, when he's throwing his tablet.
Yep.
He is doing that because he is passionate about his team winning football games.
Yep.
I don't believe the same for OBJ.
See, that's wrong.
But why?
Because you're saying that somebody who is passionate and loves the game, when they throw a hissy fit, you think you're basically calling him a liar and say he doesn't have love for the game.
I think he's the kind of guy that thinks he is the best of the best guy on that team, and he's pissed off that the rest of the team isn't playing at the same level that he's playing. And blah, you hear it. It's the same.
But Brady does the same thing.
It happens in every kind of workplace.
Every time.
It happens everywhere.
Every time Brady dresses down somebody or yells at him, what do we do? We say, what did that receiver What didn't he do because he was wrong? That offensive lineman did this. We never criticized Brady. We always put it on the player who didn't. When he undressed Kembrell Tompkins in the back of the end zone, we were like, he should have ran a better route.
The talk last week was about what is Tom Brady doing ripping into his O-lineman when he's the guy who can't remember what down it was. That's not treating him the same as you're treating OBJ.
And here's the biggest issue with this argument, Wiggy. Mm-hmm. Tom Brady loves winning more than he loves himself. OBJ loves himself more than he loves
winning. It's close with Brady, by the way.
No.
It is close with Brady, but I would agree with that.
So he loves winning. So when we get sad Tom Brady that's 8-0, shouldn't it be about winning?
Right. Well, he didn't think that team was a championship caliber team.
Or was it the fact that the offense wasn't playing good and he's part of the offense?
He wasn't happy with the success of his team on the field.
So Odell's the same way. So when winner,
what has Odell won?
But see, you keep going back to what he's won.
Well, that's the point.
He said it himself. It shouldn't matter whether or not you've got 6 rings or 0 rings. It's about whether
that's his
the
problem.
Passion for the game.
Do you think the outspokenness by Odell would be of any issue with the Patriots organization? And I ask because last month they had asked Edelman about his decreased snap count.
Yeah.
And his answer was basically standard Patriots textbook. Like, he didn't complain about the lack of snaps. He didn't even address it. Right. He just said, I'm looking to go forward.
Great example.
And, you know, meanwhile, Odell is obviously a lot more vocal about it.
Is he taking his cleats off?
No.
Is he destroying, machinery?
Right. But you asked Edelman about, you know, whether or not they want players. Edelman is a seventh-round draft pick who knows that every single snap could be his last snap because they're trying to replace him. Odell Beckham is a top-10
pick. Right, he's entitled.
Yeah, and that,
that's
well,
why
what?
I don't know why you
that,
like him with that, you. You're the opposite.
Listen,
you work your ass off.
But I understand how sports work. When you are on the top of the food chain, you just have a different mentality. Okay, and I understand that.
Okay, Tiger King.
And when you're down on the bottom of the food chain and you're a 7-round draft pick, your mentality is different.
Oh, I can't believe we have got. Just let me. Can I digress for a second?
Yes.
We have gone hours without discussing the breaking news when it comes to Joe Exotic.
Oh.
What happened to Joe Exotic?
What happened?
He got killed.
They have discovered text messages that they believe will exonerate the Tiger King.
If the text does not fit, you must acquit.
He has been wrongfully imprisoned these many months.
It's pretty interesting. It's pretty interesting, this info.
He's going to get out.
Yep. And he doesn't even need the pardon from the president.
And what do you expect he's going to do? He's going to go right to a confrontation with Carol Baskin.
Mm-hmm. Oh, God.
I mean, as soon as he gets out.
What was he in for? Wasn't he in for, like, conspiracy to...
Yes, to commit murder. He hired the hitman.
Right, but...
But it turns out he didn't, according to the text messages, right?
He should have never... Like, I'm no Joe Exotic fan, but he should have never been in jail for the first place. You're gonna take the word of a junkie hitman?
Yeah, well, the guy didn't even go down and try to kill her. I mean,
exactly.
What a crappy hitman.
Yes.
Oh, man.
Yeah, I mean, I just think that if you can look at Tom Brady and look at OBJ, and there are so many differences between them.
Winning's the only difference. That's it. And that's the only thing that people will say when it comes to the argument is because Brady has won 6 rings. What has OBJ done? OBJ hasn't won. So you can't show any emotion when you have no championship rings.
Right. Ray Lewis showed insane emotion with his me first celebratory dances, his introduction, the whole dance that he would do at Baltimore home games.
And got criticized
for it. Right, and then he won a Super Bowl, and everybody shut the hell up.
This is Joe. What's up, Joe?
What's up, guys?
What's going on?
Hey, Wiggy.
What up?
Wiggy, you're the Joe Biden of sports fans. You're such a flip-flopper, dude. And, you know, here we go bringing the white and black thing again, I think, on your case with Brady and OBJ. You keep saying that OBJ is a great player. What has OBJ done in this league besides a one-handed catch, right? What has he won? And how can you even compare him in the same category?
I'm not comparing their on-field.
You're flip-flopping.
No, Joe, let me ask you this question because people have selective hearing. Here's another person who's trying to lie on my name.
What?
Did I bring race into the equation one bit? Did I say anything?
You don't have to. You insinuate.
Oh, so now I don't have to. So now it's insinuation.
That's right.
Do you think?
You don't really come out and say it.
Oh, I didn't.
You really don't come out and say it, but I've listened to you for a long time.
Uh-huh.
You are a black and white kind of guy. Tom Brady has gone to the Super Bowl 9 times.
Right.
And what Greg said on the radio, his temper tantrums, it's not even come close to what OBJ does. So for you to say on the radio that it's okay for Tom Brady to go off,
right?
But OBJ can't because his passion.
Yeah, but you should never joke. The point that I'm trying to make is, and see, people don't listen. And I know, being from Massachusetts, you only want to hear what you hear.
We keep yelling. We can't hear anything.
And sometimes, you can hear it. So the problem is the wax gets in the ears, right?
Oh, we're on this still.
Here's the thing, right? People always criticize players for being passionate. I don't care if a guy box on the sideline, MFs his coach up and down. That's part of the game. Those emotions are involved. The problem that I have is when we now start to say, well, that guy, it's passion. This guy's a diva. No, that's part of the game. You either going to look at a guy who does that and go, that's wrong, regardless of how many rings you got, or you're going to look at a guy and go, you know what, that's part of the game.
Did Tom Brady ever bitch? If Tom Brady was not in a game at the end of the game, and there were games that he, by the way, that he was taken out, did he ever bitch and moan about that?
How many games has Tom Brady been taken out?
I don't know. Why does it matter? Like, you're answering a question with a question.
Because that's a loaded question.
I think he may have a point here, because if it's an isolated incident, there's not as much of a reason to get upset as if it's a consistent issue.
Right. Well, how many has OBJ been taken out of? Well, he was bitching about that game.
Oh, but we're talking about a guy who's not being utilized, right?
But every year, Wiggy.
Have we ever seen Tom Brady not be utilized?
It's the coach's. That's the coach's decision.
Is that a smart decision?
I don't know. The coach thought it was.
But Wiggy, coaches have come and gone. Teams have changed. OBJ remains a malcontent. Do you not see that the only constant is his misery?
You should understand. You said that Belichick didn't play Malcolm Butler, which was a dumb thing to do. So when your best player is OBJ and you're not getting him the football, isn't that a dumb thing to do? So therefore, that's why...
That is a really long stretch there.
No, it isn't. So that's why a guy would...
Hurts.
That's why a guy would be upset.
Okay, well, keep it to yourself.
So, but you're not going to answer what I just said, that he's been on different teams with different coaches, but the only constant is his inability...
He's been on two teams.
Okay, I can't...
Okay. He's been on
Wiggy
two
wins,
teams.
He finishes
no, Curtis, seven. But you... It's listen, if you're going to say something, then say the facts. OBJ's been on two
teams.
How
many coaches has he played for?
He played for, I want to say, three coaches. He's played for the guy, I believe it was Shermer, for the Giants. Then he got traded to the Cleveland Browns, and it was Hugh Jackson. Then Hugh Jackson got fired, and then it's now the guy that they – no, then it was the other guy, four coaches. Then
four coaches, and he's had an issue with all of them. So do you think it's the coaches or it's Odell Beckham Jr.?
He didn't have an issue. He didn't have an issue with the coach from Cleveland last year. I think it was more of the offense. It was Baker Mayfield.
He had an issue last year. He wanted to be traded last year.
Yeah, because the team stunk, right?
Okay. So, but he's had all of these different situations, but the only constant is his inability.
If things aren't going we all don't get the bail.
Y'all need to stop right now.
You don't get the bail from life if things aren't going well. You don't get to raise your hand and go, I want out.
Isn't that what Gronk did?
Gronk
didn't want to play for Belichick, so he decided to retire, and then he got traded.
What about the bubble boy?
He didn't want to get traded to Detroit.
Donald.
So why do you make statements, right, Greg? You make statements, and then when I give you guys that do the same thing, you then go right to time to take a break.
Well, actually, nobody makes a complete statement because you interrupt everyone.
No, I don't.
So are you asking me if Gronk retiring is the same as OBJ demanding to be traded?
Yeah.
I don't think it is.
No.
I don't think it's the same thing.
Gronk retired because he didn't want to play for Belichick, right?
Maybe. Maybe.
Is Gronk playing?
Has he ever said that?
Is Gronk playing?
Yes, he's playing. He wants to play with Tom Brady.
Right. So
loves Tom Brady.
So he retired knowing that he could still play. But then he got traded to all of a sudden he wanted to come back.
Right.
So if a player is upset with the organization that they're playing for, what's wrong with that player going, listen, I want to go to a winner. I want to be traded.
That's how you do it. You don't sit there and because things are going rough, demand to be traded every time.
Right, and OBJ is a loser.
He didn't demand to be traded from the Giants. They traded him.
What does that tell you?
That just tells me they decided to trade him. Not that he
demanded.
Wow,
thanks. That's breaking. Yes, they did decide to trade him.
We are behind again, so we got to get to Danielle and what is trending.
Patriots head coach Bill Belichick joins Ordway, Merlone, and Fourier every Monday afternoon. Now here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Arbella Insurance. Switch to Arbella and combine your home and auto insurance to save 20% or more. Arbella, here for New England fans, here for good. The Eagles beat the Giants last night on Thursday Night Football 22-21. We've talked about it all morning, but a very unfortunate incident for quarterback Daniel Jones. He tripped over the 20-yard line all alone on what would have been the touchdown.
Is it possible that the winner of that division is going to have 6 wins?
Six might be a stretch.
I know. You might be five.
Seven or nine is definitely a possibility.
It's unbelievable.
Yeah, six is a stretch, but could happen.
With the win, the Eagles improved to 2-4-1. Giants slipped to 1-6. Adam Butler, Kyle Duggar, Julian Edelman, Shaq Mason, and Derek Rivers all limited at practice on Thursday for the Pats as they prepare to take on Jimmy G and the 49ers on Sunday at 4:25 in Foxborough. Now, we've talked extensively this week about AB's Week 8 return from suspension. ESPN's Adam Schefter broke the news about the Seahawks being interested in pursuing him. And interestingly enough,
the Patriots are in.
No. Some information has surfaced courtesy of a screenshot tweeted by Seth Markman, ESPN's VP of production, that Shefty added AB to his fantasy team a couple of hours before breaking the news to the public.
Wow, that's insider trading.
Right.
That is insider trading. It should bounce him from the league.
Should be with Martha Stewart.
How does he have enough time to be a fantasy owner when he's on the Peloton hours?
And Schefter's fantasy team name is Wiggy Sucks.
Yeah. He's multitasking.
And he's breaking stories that, there was just his opinion, but he don't really remember how he worded it when it comes to seeing people out for dinner.
Yeah.
College football, Big Ten gets started this weekend. Number 14, Wisconsin hosts Illinois tonight. The league will play an 8-game all-conference schedule. It was announced yesterday that in order to compete in the Big Ten championship game, a team must play at least 6 games. And the Bruins could be back on the ice come January, but the NHL is postponing a pair of signature events. The league has called off the New Year's Day Winter Classic between the Blues and the Wild at Minnesota's Target Field, and the All-Star Game in Sunrise, Florida, also off.
Well, will they still play the Winter Classic at some point during the season?
They haven't said whether they're going to
postpone it. Why would they cancel that one?
That's Gary really Bettman sad. Canceled winter.
It's seriously awful.
It's outside.
I know.
It's outside.
It's ridiculous. Ridiculous. Right. You can have that game.
Danielle, thank you. We'll be right back.
One sec.
Yes.
Take back your unused or expired prescription medications at the U.S. Drug Enforcement Administration's National Prescription Drug Take Back Day, Saturday, October 24th. To find a collection site near you, please visit DEATakeback.com.
This is The Greg Hill Show on WEEI.
Hey, Cam, curious as to your mindset this week after the game against Denver. You kind of said this one's on me. I need to be a little bit better going into this week. I'm not going to make excuses. So what's the mindset for you in preparing for this upcoming game, given that past performance, and what do you take from that?
I just haven't been good. And I haven't matched enough good plays together for my liking. And that's what it comes down to. And when I mean good plays, I mean right reads, I mean ball positioning, I mean, you know, making guys miss. I mean, just the whole gamut of how I play. And I know what I'm capable of. And my standard is extremely high, and I haven't been meeting it, my personal standard. So that's how I feel.
This week's Putnam Investment Player Spotlight is on Cam Newton, Putnam Investments, and the New England Patriots. Proud partners committed to an active game plan on the field and off. And Wiggy, when was the last time that Bill lost 3 games in a row?
That would be the 2002 season. They lost week four to San Diego, then they lost to the Dolphins, and then they lost to Green Bay. They had a bye and then lost to the Denver Broncos. So they actually lost four games in a row.
I think you're going to see the angry mob if they lose this game.
Yeah, they cannot lose this game.
They're going to turn on them.
Yeah, they cannot lose this game. And this is one of these games. You know, that was one of the other things I was kind of like, you know, was kind of my leads this morning. I always try to have a couple of leads in the holster, right?
Yeah.
And so, but sometimes I get in this like struggle.
Does the gun belt still fit, or did you have to take it out?
Bring it in a little bit.
Okay.
And,
okay.
And so the struggle my other lead was, if they don't win this week, I think you're going to see everybody turn on the Patriots, because three games in a row, then you're going to Buffalo, so nobody's going to believe they can win that game, and it's just going to be the ish show is going to start to happen, and then depending on how Cam plays, it's even more, you know, now people are like, forget about my sign him to a multi-year deal. It'll be like, get him out of here. It'll be like, let's now suck for Trevor Lawrence.
Yeah. But you said your lead ended up being that this will be, when it comes to Bill, this will be possibly his best coaching effort ever.
His best coaching effort and Cam's best game.
Really?
Better than against the Seahawks?
Yep. Up to date as far as his efficiency, as far as the way he throws the football, because he knows, we just heard him talk about it. All eyes are on him.
Mm-hmm.
You know, all eyes are on him. He had the COVID thing. He was out. You know, all right, we'll give him a pass for that. But prior to that, against the Raiders, hey, he didn't look that great. Now it's like, I think he knows he's in a position where, you know, all eyes are. And when I asked him the question, the microscope is on Cam.
Do you think that Cam would have different wardrobe selections for a win or a loss? Like, remember we talked to him about the yellow outfit,
yeah,
you know, and he talked about like Easter and resurrection and brightness. Yeah. Like, does he go in a more somber direction color-wise? Like no dark, baby blues?
Like a dark brown or a black
or purple,
or something
maybe.
Like that.
I go all black. He's got to go all black.
But he's not a black wardrobe kind of person, it seems. He likes the color and the pops and the loudness.
He is a snappy dresser. There is no more snappier dresser.
It's snazzy, as we learned during the pandemic. That's the only way you can compliment one of your coworkers.
Oh, black with some shiny silver/platinum color.
So Michael Jackson.
We will find out. I guess we'll find out on Monday whether they're on to Buffalo or it's tank for Trevor.
I think it would be tank for Trevor.
if they lose
to the Niners. Yeah, I think it's...
You think it is?
You're 2-5. And then, God forbid, Jimmy Garoppolo puts up a big game against this defense, and you have what could have been your future at quarterback blowing you out and basically ending your season.
Yeah, you don't want to be in that position. If they lose, they'll be two and four.
Curtis. Yeah.
They'll be two and four, but they'll be going to Buffalo. And nobody's gonna give them any chance to win in Buffalo.
What about Texter wants to know, Wiggy, if they don't win this week, do you end up seeing Stiddy?
By the way, what was that outfit that you sent us, Danielle? Holy cow.
Oh, wait. Can Wiggy answer the question first of all?
I say no, you don't. I don't think you see Stiddy. But if you do see Stiddy, then maybe they are tanking for Trevor.
Okay. What was the outfit thing?
Kennedy was doing a little haul, Mrs. Stidham, and she was styling a sweatshirt.
Is that who that was?
Yes.
I was like, who's this girl?
She was, well, if you just look at the top left corner, it would have showed her name. She was styling a sweatshirt, and I'm like, is she going to put pants on? She was styling the sweatshirt with tights, and that was it, and like a collared shirt underneath. And I'm like, "This is the new look, no pants.
Well,
this is where we've arrived."
I'm in favor of it, personally. I mean, I don't mind.
Yeah, I like the sweatshirt with no pants,
unless it's the new the new yoga pants that are all the rage. Have you? I think you and I were talking about that off air, but
yeah,
I
don't know how to accurately. Properly describe this on the airwaves, on the public airwaves?
Apparently, when it comes to women, it is all the rage to buy these new yoga pants that have a built-in...
foot portion of an animal that walks through the desert.
Yeah.
Foot portion.
See, I think you could you say seat? You could probably
CT?
Say CT.
You could say CT.
Could you say CTO?
I guess. We'll find out in a year.
Okay. That's almost
in,
10.
That's built into it.
It is built into it. For women, have been trying to hide that.
I know.
And now it's a thing.
Now it's a thing that they want to wear that.
It's disturbing.
And so then if you're a guy, it's kind of like fake boobs. It is. Like you're going to be deceived. You don't know what's real and what's not real.
At least with fake boobs, when the clothes come off, they're still there. It's more like a push-up bra.
Is it the lift?
Deceiving. Okay. I get it. Yeah, you're
is
right.
Is it the lift leggings?
No, it's not the butt area. It's the front piece.
Because I bought my wife a couple of those leggings. You ever see those leggings?
Oh, yeah. With the ruched back.
Woo! Mm-hmm. Man!
All right, we got to get
to buy some of these sea toasts.
It's a cod piece.
We've got to take a break before Wiggy gets us in further trouble, and we'll be right back with the crossover.
This is The Greg Hill Show on WEEI.
Crossover today before we get out of here, brought to you by National Lumber. Visit them at national-lumber.com. And Dale is joining us. I got to go because I got to go listen to the new Bruce Springsteen album over and over and over again today, Dale.
I appreciate the personalized intro music just for the crossover there, because Lord knows if anybody in this building is bad to the bone, that'd be me.
That is true, Dale. You are bad to the bone.
I don't know if it's you got to turn Dale up or Dale has to turn himself up.
Is bad to the bone Bruce Springsteen?
No, that's George Thorogood.
Okay. And the Destroyers.
I've read great things about the Springsteen album. Have not heard any of it yet. I assume you're a big Springsteen guy.
Yes.
Greg heard six seconds of every song this morning and said it's the best album ever.
No, I like there's one that it's like House of a Thousand Guitars or whatever, which was an amazing. It's good.
Does it sound like a Springsteen song?
Yeah, it's awesome. Okay. So it's good. It's good.
I have only seen him once at Fenway. When they came to Fenway, my wife and I went, had a great time, enjoyed it. I mean, goes forever. I mean, earns every dime that he makes. But I don't quite understand the people, and among the Boston sports writing community, it's a lot of them, who've seen him like 50 times, 60 times. They travel all over the world to see him.
Broadway?
That's me.
Yeah.
Ever since I was a young lad, I have. He is the greatest artist in the history of artists.
Is he always with the E Street Band?
Sometimes he's solo.
Okay.
Sometimes he does solo stuff.
Look, the E Street Band is kick-ass.
They're the best.
They are really good.
Greg would have followed Fish for a whole tour season, but there was a Bruce date that conflicted with it, so he decided not to change the course of his life.
What's the guy's name in the E Street band that was also in The Sopranos?
Michael Jackson.
Steve Van Zandt.
Yeah.
Do you think he's
little Steven is what
do you
we
think
call
he's him. More known for The Sopranos or Bruce Springsteen's
for
band?
For Bruce.
Yeah, absolutely. Springsteen.
He
was an important part of The Sopranos, but he was not like the major. It wasn't James Gandolfini
Joey Pants.
For someone like me, I know him more from Sopranos.
Right, that's
you? Yeah. You would know him more?
That's, I think there's a big population that would know him more from.
Yes.
All right. Dale, what are you guys doing today?
Michael Irvin's going to join us at 12:30 today. We will talk to Devin McCourty. That timetable is a little bit up in the air. And we've been actually gambling Fitzy's money with Chris Shime's picks this
nice.
Year, which has not gone well for Fitzy, I'm just saying.
There goes the Febreze endorsement.
Oh, yeah. So we have a new selector. We have someone who's now gone 1-for-1 in picking games after picking last night's game correctly. So we're going to introduce you to the new guy, the new person who's going to gamble Fitzy's money. That's coming up today as well.
And what do you make of the Gilmore comment?
Well, I like the fact that he's wearing a Bruins hat. that's what grabbed me the most.
Do you think when he says that, however he phrased it, that he
see their true colors?
He's seen some true colors from people in 2020. Mm-hmm. I mean,
he's probably talking about us, talk show hosts and football fans.
Do you think he cares enough to tweet that about us, Dale? I don't think so.
Daniel, I'm with you on that. We talk about Belichick.
That is Patriots all day long.
I'm going to tell you right now, and we said this yesterday, if they lose Sunday and then lose to Buffalo the next week, they're going to become sellers, and at the top of their sell list is going to be Stephon Gilmore. He's going to be right there.
Yeah. All right. Well, I will be listening. Have a great show.
Thanks, you guys. Have a great weekend.
You too, Dale.
Later.
We will be back Monday morning. Boomer Esiason at 7 and Cam Newton at around 9:30, most likely on a Patriots Monday. Have a great weekend, and thank you for listening.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.